characters initially resisted change. In our Old Testament reading, the Lord asked Jonah to prophesy for a second time, which of course means that the Lord asked Jonah to prophesy for him once before. Now, as most of us remember from our Sunday school teaching, Jonah ran away from God the first time. Instead, Jonah went to Joppa. There he boarded a ship to Tarshish, and the ship was caught in a storm. When the crew threw Jonah overboard, the storm subsided. Through the experience of being thrown overboard at sea, Jonah's worldview had to change. He had to learn that no matter where you go on this earth, you cannot outrun God. Now, do we know of anyone who feels like they or their point of view have been tossed overboard into the sea, only being consumed by a large fish? Perhaps you do. Let's hold on to that thought for a moment as we think about today's epistle. In our epistle reading, Paul exhorts his listeners that the present form of this world is passing away. Paul's writing is not lightweight. Rather, it is backed by his personal experience of having been blind, and now he sees. Because of Paul's personal experience, he could write with conviction that times are indeed changing, that his worldview was changing, and his listeners, they should prepare for change by freeing themselves from their past. Do you know of anyone who feels like they've been blinded by recent events, either personal or global? Perhaps you do. Let's continue with today's gospel. In our gospel reading, Jesus Christ says, "The time is fulfilled and the kingdom of God has come near. Repent and believe in the good news." At the time these words were spoken, Jesus is a grown man and his cousin John has been arrested. Yet, given our liturgical calendar, it was only a month ago you and I were talking about a baby who was wrapped in swaddling clothes and was sleeping in a manger. I could very easily be one of those distant relatives who looks at a grown child for the first time and says, "My, how you have grown." And then that would be quickly followed by, "Oh dear, where has the time gone?" Change is indeed coming. Paul's words that the present form of the world is passing away have never seemed more appropriate. As those in our scripture reading today have learned, change cannot be avoided. Some of our neighbors may be upset by this. As Christians, one way we can love our neighbor is to listen to them grieve about the constant change in their lives. Before you hear them out, remind yourself that you are there to listen, not to argue. And if you are asked for your input, and whoa, that's a critical conversational inflection point, then you can add whatever helps you center yourself. You could certainly use the lessons from today's scripture, or you could add contemporary authors too. You could go for Kubler-Ross, Stephen Covey, Sherry Carter Scott, or even Gene Roddenberry. In all cases, reassure that good news is indeed coming, that your neighbor need not be blinded, literally, in order to eventually see, and that no, we're not going to ship or throw anybody overboard. Your efforts can make a difference, and happy endings are possible. In our reading today, Jonah's warnings to the people of Nineveh, they were heeded, and that city avoided God's wrath. Paul's teachings in Corinth founded a church that lasted over 300 years. And Jesus' message of the good news continues 2 centuries later. On a smaller scale, we can do this. By listening to just one person at a time, we can make a difference. Amen.
Amen.